Hello? Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Sarah?
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. This is Erica from. How are you doing,
One
ma'am?
minute. What are you saying? What? What are you
Ma'am, this is Erica from. We are calling you because we just want to help you get the pain relief you deserve. And we're going to be contacting your doctor
Yeah.
to.
Wait a minute. Did you call me yesterday? I think I talked to
Actually,
you
ma'am, this is.
yesterday.
Ma'am,
I
this is
think it
our
was
first time
you.
calling you.
I
No,
recognize your
ma'am, our
voice.
first. Ma'am, maybe the other company just called you. It's not first. Because this is our first time calling you, Sarah.
But the question should be content-wise related to what you're saying. Can you give me an example?
I'm sorry?
I'm not. I don't really get it. Can you start
Okay,
one more
ma'am,
time?
here
Just
at first.
one more time, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, here at first, as an enrollment center, we help people with pain and discomfort and take advantage of the benefits available to your current health insurance. Now, ma'am, are you experiencing pain in your body? Now, ma'am, can you tell me where exactly in your body are you experiencing pain? Ma'am, can you tell me
I've been
where
thinking
exactly?
about my grandson. He doesn't ever call me. That's not very nice, you know? I got this one grandson. He could at least call me once in a while.
Ma'am,
Oh,
we are calling, ma'am,
do
because we
you
just
have
want to help
grandchildren?
you.
And he
Sorry,
doesn't live
ma'am.
very far away. He doesn't visit me either. Oh, young people, so busy. No time for me. It makes me very sad. Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry for that, ma'am. But if you want to talk about it, ma'am, I can I can listen. But then I was gonna try my best as well, Sarah, to help you. If you have if you are experiencing pain in your body, like in your knees and back, I would love to help you get the pain relief you deserve, Sarah.
Grandson tell you to call me? As I've been waiting for him to call. Are you sure he didn't tell you to call me?
Well, ma'am, actually, ma'am, maybe your grandson, he's the one who gave this information to us that you're experiencing pain. If you, No, ma'am, we would like to help you get the pain relief you deserve. And I know that it's really sad that you're not seeing your grandson, but I know, ma'am, that it will be there's a time, and in the end of the day, your grandson will be calling you, okay? And I know that your grandson wants you to be comfortable and be okay for everything that you are feeling right now. Okay? No, ma'am. I know, ma'am. Are you experiencing pain in your knees or in your back? Yes. So do you know what is the cause of your pain, ma'am? Can you tell me, Sarah,
He told me, you know, it's Tuesday. He told me he would call on Tuesday. And here you are, you're calling me on Tuesday. So I'm sorry, could you start all over again? I wasn't paying. I was thinking about my grandson. What are you calling about?
I'm calling, ma'am, because I'm just following up on some information regarding the pain you are experiencing. Now, ma'am, are you experiencing any pain in your body? Now, ma'am, can you tell me where exactly in your body are you experiencing pain?
I don't know what's the matter with young people. What's the matter with young people these days? I just he's got no time for me. He's so busy. Why is he so busy? I'm not gonna be here forever,
Maybe.
you know.
Yeah, I
When
know,
I'm
ma'am.
dead,
I
he'll be
understand
sorry. Ah. What were you
that.
saying? Can
Well.
you start from the beginning again, please?
Okay, ma'am. Ma'am, are you seeing a doctor for the pain that you're experiencing? Yes, can you tell me the first name or the last name of the doctor that you're seeing?
He just went on vacation, you know, my grandson. He had time for vacation, but did he have time for an old woman? No. I'm grateful. Can you go on? Can you start again?
Okay, ma'am. No, ma'am, I'm calling because I just want to help you get the pain relief you deserve, Sarah. All right? No, Sarah, I just, can you tell me the first name or the last name of the doctor that you're seeing then?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you remember the first
name? I got this new pair of shoes, but they pinched something awful. Oh, my feet. Oh, my feet. What were you saying? Can you start over?
Ma'am, can you tell me the first name or the last name of the doctor that you're seeing?
Yeah. All right.
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. Can you tell me the first name or the last name of your of the doctor that you're seeing for the pain that you're experiencing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the first name of your doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, Sarah?
What do you think I should make for dinner? I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. Just can you start again? What were you saying? What?
Can you tell me the first name or the last name of the doctor that you're seeing? Hello, Sarah?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me the first name or the last name of the doctor that you're seeing?
Wait, Gavon, could you stop already? You're giving me a headache. Oh! You know, the doctor says I shouldn't get agitated. You're raising my blood pressure.
Okay. No, Sarah. Okay. So we were going to do this, Sarah. We're just going to call you back and then just wait for your grandson's call and then just take a rest for a while and you take her always, okay? So, Sarah, we're just going to end this call and I just want to say that thank you very much for taking my call, okay? Bye-bye, Sarah.
I think it might rain. It's going to rain where you are. Should I take my umbrella? I have to go out later.
I'm sorry.
What? Yo, what were you talking about there? Hmm?
All right. I'm Sarah. Thank you very much for taking my call, okay? Bye-bye for now.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Sarah.
It's been so hot. So hot. Ugh. I interrupted you. What? Hmm? What were you saying? I don't like it when it's hot, but I don't like it so much when it's cold either, because then my arthritis bothers me, you know. Oh, yeah, what were you talking about? Could you start again? Can you start again, please? Yeah.